This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Emily from Minnesota again. I had called yesterday and left a bit of a creepy story for you. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about one of the more recent events in my life. A little bit of a backstory. My grandparents lived on a farm since before all of us grandkids were born. I'm kind of in the middle of the age range. And so we all grew up there and absolutely loved the farm. They retired off of it, however, when I was in about eighth grade and moved into a small town that was nearby. And by small town, I mean like 250 people. That's the area I'm from. And so we were all kind of upset about it, but obviously understood that they couldn't live there forever. It was too much upkeep for them, but they were pretty young still. So they were able to, keep going with their lives about the same as they were without farming. My grandma came down with Alzheimer's about 6 years ago now. We started noticing the symptoms. And, you know, my grandpa kind of just became her caretaker because he pretty much didn't want to admit that that she was fighting that disease. So he was kind of in denial, and it really took a toll on him as she was getting worse and worse. And in October of 2016, he had an unexpected, very unexpected, massive heart attack and passed away instantly. They were out pheasant hunting, and he pulled off the side of the road and reached out for my grandma's hand and kind of moaned, she said, and then he slumped over and he was gone. My grandpa was a very big man, so she couldn't do anything, and she had this like down a passing by car. Luckily it was somebody that we actually, our family knows. But the weird part is he was right by their old farm, and we think that he was going home, as we would call it. Fast forward a couple weeks, and my grandma was really struggling. They were going to be 75, I believe, and they had been together since high school. And my grandma kind of broke, and her Alzheimer's really progressed quickly, and she ended up in a care facility for dehydration and whatnot, and ended up declining to her death on New Year's Day, very early in the morning. So here's where it gets kind of weird. The night after my grandpa passed away, I had a dream about him. Not so weird, other than the fact that we used to always say, hi, Gramps, how you doing? And he would say, oh, not worth a damn. And in my dream, I knew that he wasn't supposed to be there because I could see we were in their house in town, and I could see my dad and my uncle sitting on the steps behind him making the phone calls to the family that he had passed, which is what had happened the night before. And when I asked him, you know, hi, Gramps, how you doing? He said, I really wish I could tell you I was okay, but I just can't do that. And I kind of looked at him and I said, what do you mean? And he just hung his head, shook it, and walked out. And when he got to the doorway to the living room, he disappeared. I had a few more dreams about him. Not really anything like that. Just really random snippets throughout the next couple months before my grandma passed. And now ever since my grandma passed, I've been having dreams mostly of him, some of her, and I always know that they're dead. But we are always, always back at the farm cleaning out their house as if they had just died. And sometimes they start out alive and are, you know, talking and whatnot. But I know that something's off and I know that it's weird, but I still don't say anything. And then all of a sudden they'll transfer over to being ghosts. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I knew that they weren't alive, but I'm never terrified, but I am always pretty scared. And the most recent one I had was just like 2 days ago. And I was sitting in front of my grandpa's old rocking chair in the farmhouse, like always. And he kind of faded into view as his chair started rocking. And I reached out for his hand, and I just couldn't grab it. And he talked to me briefly, asked me to come outside with him, and then he disappeared. Another dream I had was him and my grandma sitting on the couch with me, and we were at a birthday party. I'll just add in, it was right around the time of my kids' birthday party because we do a joint one. They're very close. And I was really upset that my grandparents were missing that for the first time. We were very, very, very close with them. So it's been a hard past couple months going through these holidays for the first time without them. But we were at this birthday party sitting on the couch and talking, and all of a sudden they both slumped over right on top of me. Two big people, and all of a sudden we were at their funerals, and it just petrified me. And I don't know why we're always at their farmhouse in these, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what do you guys think? Do you think that they're simply visiting me and there's some reason why they're always dead, or do you think that they're stuck at the farmhouse and aren't able to move on? I mean, my grandpa passed right by the house, and my grandma was not anywhere near our home. So just kind of looking for some of your insight on that and kind of what you think that maybe they're visiting or not or whatever. Yeah, that's about it for today. I do have a few more story phone calls and write-ins in the last, like, 2 weeks since I found you guys, so I'm going to hold off on those for quite a while here. But I really hope to hear this with some of your guys' insight. I would love, love, love to hear what you guys have to say, because I'm lost, and maybe it's just because I miss them so much, but I don't know. It'd be nice to hear from someone else. I will talk to you guys later, and I love your podcast. Please, please, please keep doing what you're doing.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.